Today's daf is daf Zayin. We're going to start at the top from Amar Mar, third line. Before we start, I'm just going to read a few of the psukim. The psukim we're going to read are the psukim about Baalei Mum, and we're going to darshan them. We started darshaning them yesterday, and today we're going to continue. Starting from Vayikra Perek Kaf Bet Pasuk Kaf Bet. Okay, Averet O Shavur O Charut O Yabelet O Garav O Yalefet, all different kinds of Baalei Mumim. Lo takrivu ele la Hashem, v'yishe lo titnu mehem al mizbeach la Hashem. So let's just take that pasuk for a minute. You can see the chart. So if you look at the chart, yesterday we learned, lo takrivu is you can't slaughter. Yishe lo titnu mehem means you can't burn them on the mizbeach. The mehem meant to say not only can you not sacrifice, burn all of it on the mizbeach, but even if you burn part of it, remember we're talking about someone who takes an animal that is blemished, and he says, I'm designating this on the Mizbeach. So he's chayav for, remember, five things. For being makdish, which actually comes from the next, from the Pasuk Kaf Dalet, which is, ma'uch v'chatuk v'natuk v'charud lo takrivu la'ashem, v'barzachem lo ta'asu. So that you can't designate it. The lo takrivu in our Pasuk is you can't slaughter it. Then you can't burn it, part and whole. And then, al ha-mizbeach, they said, was zrikat damim. You can't put the blood on the mizbeach, which soon we're going to learn, maybe not everybody says that that comes from there, but right now the bright head said, al ha-mizbeach is also you can't sprinkle the blood. And then we had la-hashem, which was where we got off on our tangent yesterday, which was la-hashem, which includes the seir la-zazel, not just sacrifices, actual sacrifices, but even the seir that we send off. So now, okay, then we're going to see a few other psukim. We'll get back to them later. Amar Mar. Now, this all related to the five things, but then we have this other line, which was Mishum Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kabbalat Adam. Even Kabbalat Adam is also another lo taseh. My Tamid Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we're on the fifth line, Zayin Amud Aleph. What's his reason? Where does he get it from? Amar Kra. Uma'uch v'chatu v'natuk v'charut. Okay? The lo takrivu there, zo kabbalat adam. Oh, the truth is I got confused because there was a different lo takrivu. Sorry, my mistake. That lo takrivu is for the kabbalat adam. There was a different lo takrivu that we saw yesterday. Kol asher bo mum lo takrivu. That's what we learned, that you can't sanctify. That one I didn't bring on the sheet. That's another pasuk. That's vayikra kaf bet kaf. Okay, two psukim before these psukim started, it says kol mum lo takrivu. So you can see it keeps saying lo takrivu, and each time they darshan it, for something else. So now they say, okay, so ma'uch v'chatuf v'karut zo kabbalat adam shamar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so that's very good, except if lo takrivu there comes to say kabbalat adam, okay, you can look at the chart, you can already see we're going to eventually reject this, but what does Tanakama do with that lo takrivu? Because Tanakama doesn't think that there's a lo taseh for accepting the blood. Okay, of a baal mum. L'tanakama hai lo takrivu l'amali. What does he do with that? Mibayle l'zrikat damim. He says, that lo takrivu comes for the sprinkling of the blood. Well, didn't we say ha nafkale me'al ha-mizbeach? Didn't we say we learned that already from the words al ha-mizbeach? Remember, why me'al ha-mizbeach? Because al ha-mizbeach means anything that goes on the mizbeach, not only to be burned, but also the blood goes on the mizbeach. So they say, oh no, we don't really learn it from al ha-mizbeach. Why? Orcha dikra de mishtai hachi. It's just the way of the pasuk to explain. Remember, what did the pasuk say? Yishelo titnu mehem al ha-mizbeach. And where else do the yishim go? They go on the mizbeach. It's just the regular way of speaking, in which case we don't really darshan al ha-mizbeach to learn zrikat dam. We actually learn it from this lo takrivu here. Okay? So what's going to be the problem? Well, then, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami, Orche Dekrahu. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, then we should learn Zrikat Dam from here, meaning Lo Takrivu is no longer free to learn Kabbalat Adam. Okay, if you follow on the chart, it'll be a little easier, right? You can see, again, Al HaMizbeach would be Zrikat Damim. We've already rejected that, okay? I should have put a cross through that one also. Okay, now Zrikat Damim, both according to Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, learn from Lo Takrivu, which means we're left with, where does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda learn Kabbalat Adam? So they're going to say, Inachinami, really, you're right, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda learns from Lo Takrivu in Ma'uch v'chatuk v'natuk v'charu Lo Takrivu. Lo Takrivu means Zrikat Dam. In which case, Ella, we're left with our original question, Kabbalat Adam Minali. Where does he get it from? Nafkalemeha, he learned it from the continuation there, Pasuk Kafe, in that same parak. What does it say in Pasuk Kafe? Umiya ben Nechar lo takrivu. Okay, let's read the whole Pasuk. Et lechem eloichem mikol ele. Also, a non-Jew can't sacrifice a bal mum. Ki moshchetam bahem mumbam, because they are blemished. Lo yeratzu lachem. Okay, and therefore, they can't be accepted. So now, what do you see? There's another place where it says lo takrivu. Now, it happens to be the context is non-Jews. But because there's another lo takrivu, what do they say? Zoe kabbalat adam shamar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That's where Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda gets the kabbalat adam from. Ulitanakama hai lo takrivu lamali. So now again, every time we go to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we have to say, well, what does Tanakama do with that pasuk? So what does Tanakama do with that pasuk? Mibayle lahai. He says it's needed for a non-Jew. And what's the issue here? If we can't sacrifice a bal mum, why would a non-Jew sacrifice a bal mum? Obviously, a non-Jew can't sacrifice a bal mum. In which case, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, why does it say lo takrivu? It must be coming to add another additional thing even for us. Because there's no chidush. If you can't sacrifice, obviously a non-Jew can. But according to Tana Kama, who doesn't think it's coming to teach Kabbalat Adam, he says it's coming to teach you about non-Jews. What's coming to teach you about non-Jews? Isn't it obvious? So what does he say? Well, Salkadata Chamina, you might have thought if we didn't say this, Ho'il v'lonitz devu b'nei noach ela al mechusar evarim. Now, there's two different types of balei, or many different types of balei mumim, but one of the categorizations of balei mumim are ones that are missing limbs, which is a much more serious mum, and more minor blemishes. So now non-Jews can do two types of sacrifices. They can sacrifice on their own bama. And remember, we talked about before there was a mishkan, or in between the time of the when the, you know, there were until the Beit HaMikdash, there were bamot. And people could sacrifice on bamot, right? Individual places of worship. If a non-Jew brings an animal, a balmum, on a bamat yachid, only if it's mechusar evarim is it a problem. Okay. So now, you might have thought, since lo nistivu b'nei noach ela amuchusar evarim, lo shnam bizbeach didhu v'lo shnam bizbeach didan. You might have thought, since he can bring it on a bamat yachid, there's no problem with that. Therefore, you might have thought, if he brings a sacrifice to our Beit HaMikdash, and does it in the Beit HaMikdash, maybe he'd be allowed to bring a balmum. Kamash malan, that pasuk comes to teach you, umiyah b'nechar lo takrivu. You can't sacrifice a balmum of a non-Jew on one of our mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash, okay, or in the Mishkan. So what it's trying to say is that you have to talk about what's the problem. In other words, if a non-Jew does this, let's say he takes a sacrifice that's a bal mum and he sacrifices it on our mizbeach. So this pasuk is coming to tell you it's a lo tase. So what does that mean? It's a lo tase. Does he get lashes for this? He's a ben noach. Did you remember the seven mitzvot ben noach? This isn't listed in them, if you remember them. Right? It doesn't say anything about a bal mum in the Beit HaMikdash. So there's a few different interpretations here. The Ritva says it just means that his sacrifice is disqualified, but it's not like he actually did a transgression. Okay, it's that kind of sacrifice is not accepted. Tosfot actually says it's usher for them. And what he'd have to do, it's not that he would get lashes for it, he'd just have to bring a new one in its place. Okay, it's forbidden, but you know, he has to kind of fix it. Okay? So again, what did we do? We took this pasuk about the non-Jew. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we said there's no chidush there. Obviously, if we can't bring a bal mum, they can't bring a bal mum, in which case it's teaching us about something new. There's another lo tase, which is kabbalat adam. Okay? Meaning, when they collect the blood of a bema, a bal mum, that someone sacrificed in the mizbeach, that would be what that pasuk is coming to teach you. And according to Tana Kama, it's actually coming to teach you about a non-Jew bringing a sacrifice on the Mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash, because you might have thought it's only if it's Mechusar Ever and not something less severe, like all the Balei Mumim that we can't bring. You might have thought it would be okay to bring something like that. Comes to teach you, no, you can't. Okay, that's Tana Kama's reading. Lishna Achrina, there's a different version here. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Afa Kabbalat Adam. So when he said afa kabbalat adam, and the Gemara then asked, my taima, what's the pasuk? Dichtiv uma'uch v'chatut v'karut uma'uch v'chatut, etc. Lo takrivu zo kabbalat adam. Okay, now this, we're going to have, this is where we started last time, remember? Look back at the chart. We tried to say that's Kabbalat Adam. Then we said, what does Tanakama do with it? This is Rikat Amim, in which case Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda also says it's Rikat Amim, in which case they have to learn it from some other pasuk. So this version is going to be very, very similar. There's going to be one minor difference. Okay, and that's why if you look on the chart, it says in that pasuk, there's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there's Tanakama, and then there's Tanakama according to the second girsa. Okay, so instead of saying now, so they said that's Zrika, and then they asked, "Vizrika nafka le me'alam isbeach?" Didn't we learn Zrika from Alam isbeach? I'm sorry. Let me read it again. Lo takriva was kabbalat adam, and zrikat adam we learn from Alam isbeach. Ula rabbanan nami tefukle zrika me'alam isbeach. Doesn't rabbanan also learn Zrika from Alam isbeach? Now, according to the first gear, so what did we do? We said, "Oh no, they don't learn Zrika from Alam isbeach." Remember, we said Alam isbeach is just the way they speak. But now, in this case, they say, oh, you're right, hachinami. They really do all learn zrikat damim from Alam Mizbeach, in which case we're left back with, what do we have to answer? What does Tanakama do with the lo takrivu in the ma'uch v'chatut v'karut pasuk? So, ela lo takrivu de ma'uch l'may ata. So instead of saying it comes from zrikat damim, it says it's mafkina lebamat yachid. It's to tell you, no, this isn't a bamat yachid of an anju, this is regular bamat yachid of us. What if I bring a balmum on a bamat yachid? How would I know it's asur? From this pasuk. Okay, this extra lo takrivu is to say it's not just in the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan. It's even in a bamat yachid. You cannot bring a balmum. If you do, you're going to be punished. Ula Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's the problem? Where is he going to learn that, right? Hai mebaile le bamat yachid. Wouldn't he say the same as Tanakama then? That lo takrivu is coming for bamat yachid. So they say, inachinami, you're right. So again, saying that, okay, so what's similar about this nusach to the previous, what's different? Instead of saying that pasuk comes from Zrikat Dam, that pasuk comes from Bamat Yachid. What's similar? Similar is that, again, we reject that this pasuk for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, is where we learn Kabbalat Adam, and we're going to have to learn it from a different pasuk. And here, it's going to be similar. So then we're going to say, Ela takrivu de Kabbalah menale. Where are we going to learn that it's Asur the Kabbalat Adam? Mia ben Nechar lo takrivu. Again, he's going to learn it from the ben Nechar pasuk. Zo Kabbalat Adam. The Rabbanan are going to say, and here there's a minor difference. Sal kadat hachamina. It's true. I think it's the same thing. It's just worded differently. Okay. You might have thought ho ilu binet is again. What are they going to do with that pasuk if they don't learn Kabbalat Adam? The Mia ben Nechar. They need it for the Benin Noach himself. Since they're commanded that they can't bring mechusar ever, but they can bring a regular mum that's not missing a limb in their own bamot. That's bama dilhon is their bama, meaning an individual bama. Dilma ananami nekaba minhon. Maybe we would also accept. It's the same thing. It's just worded differently as the previous one. Kamash malan. Okay. From there, what do we learn? Mikol ele deloma kablinan. In other words, we learn from here that we don't accept any kind of balmum of a non-Jew in the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Okay. Matkifla Rish Lakish. Now comes Rish Lakish. He's going to ask a question on the Braita. Okay, the Braita had said that someone who's makir of a Baal Mum is over on five or potentially six, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, isurim. Now, they don't distinguish there between a mum that an animal was born with or a mum that it developed later, okay, which are different. We distinguished a minute ago between mechusar ever, right, missing a limb and not missing a, you know, a less severe Baal Mum. There's also a difference between one that's born with it or a mum that develops over time. So comes Rish Lakish and he questions. Matkifla Rish Lakish. Shema lo shaninu ela betam shenase balmum ve'over. De'i balmum me'ikara dikla ba'almahu. Maybe this is all about an animal that was okay in the beginning and then became a balmum. But if it was a balmum from the beginning, then, or let me just read the difference so it'll make more sense. B'tam sh'naseh ba'amum hu de'over. In other words, in that case, it's a lo taseh, you transgress. But if it's a ba'amum me'ikara, now you would think a ba'amum me'ikara is worse, right? Because it was always a ba'amum. But now they're going to say, maybe you're not over on anything. Sometimes being worse makes it better for you. Why? Because if you take a ba'amum that was born with a blemish, that's such a bad problem. that dikla ba'almahu, it's like putting a palm tree on the mizbech. Basically, it's a nothing. It's useless. It's meaningless. It's almost like, obviously, this animal can't go on the mizbech. You haven't even done anything wrong because it's just like a tree. So amar lehi Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. And basically saying, why doesn't the Braita distinguish between a mumi ikara and a later, right? That it seems like it would be a problem also. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says, Sarua v'kalut k'tiv b'parsha. What's Sarua v'kalut? That's if one limb is longer than the other. Okay, you have one really long leg and one short leg, or one leg is much shorter than the other one. Okay, now that obviously is not something that happens to you over time. It's something you're born with. So if it says Sarua v'kalut lo takrivu, right? But parsha v'hane ba'aleimu mimi karninu. So obviously it is usher. So he contradicts Rish Lakish. He says, why would you think this is just dikla ba'alma and there's no problem? It obviously is a problem. It says Sarua v'kalut. Amar le, shema lo shaninu ela b'tmura. Maybe the Sarua v'kalut are only talking about if you substituted one of those animals and tried to sacrifice as a substitution. Ditna. Now, why would you think that we'd be more machmir on sacrificing a substitution that was a Baal Mumei Ikara? But if it's a regular Baal Mumei Ikara that you put on the Mizbeach as a sacrifice, you wouldn't be chayav. Ditnan, chomer b'tmura mi b'zevach, sheken k'dusha chala aleha al Baal Mum kavua. Okay, what does this mean? If you have a Beimat Hekdesh and it gets a Mum, okay, you remember what happens here? So you have a Baal Hekdesh, Behemat Hekdesh, or Makdash it to be, and then it gets a Mum. What do? You redeem it. But when you redeem it, it still has, still Asur B'Gizav Avodah. It doesn't, the sanctity, what do? Remember all those cases you had to wait till it got a Mum and then you could sell it? Even when you sell it, it still has a certain level of sanctity. But if you have a Mum Kavua on the animal, then it becomes chulin entirely. In other words, if it's born with something and it was a mum, and you redeem it, right, you sanctify it, and then you redeem it, that's what we said the other day, what do you have to do? If you say, I'm giving this animal that's baal mum to the mizbeach, it really has kedushat damim, right, its value, you redeem it, and the animal, because it never really had kedusha, right, its redemption is complete. So the animal is not forbidden. You can do anything with it. You can work with the animal. You can shear. But bitmura, if you say, you start with animal A. Animal A is a perfectly good animal. You give it kedusha. You say, I'm sacrificing this on the mizbeach. And then you say, oh, by the way, I don't really want this animal. I'm going to transfer the kedusha onto this animal. Now, let's say this animal was a baal mum, kavua, like from birth. So what's going to happen? When you transfer the kedusha from your good animal to the tmura animal, and then really, right, what do we say? Both of them keep kedusha. You can't obviously transfer. But this tmura is worse than a regular one because since it came from a place that had kedusha, even when you redeem this animal that's a baal mum, the tmura, it still is forbidden b'gizav avodah because its kedusha came from an animal that was okay. So since you see the tmura has that type of level of kedusha, in other words, even a baal mum is still going to be aser b'gizav avodah once you redeem it. Therefore, we're going to say, okay, so that's chomer b'tmura mivzevach shaken kedusha chala ala al baal mum kavua. So therefore, maybe you would say that this is only, that pasuk about the sarua v'kalut is only referring to a tmura case. Because if you take a baal mum that was born with it and you give it sanctity through substitution, then you're going to be chayav, but not otherwise. So then he says, well, what's the problem if you say that? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, lo shmi'ale, hada amar Rabbi Yanai, b'chavura nimnu. Okay, he said, didn't you hear what Rabbi Yanai says? That in the chavura, nimnu v'gamru, they taught, you know, they took a vote, and they concluded, hamakdish ba'al mum l'gabe mizbeach, over mishum chamisha shemot. So, right, someone who's makdish a mum, a baal mum, on the mizbeach, is over mishum chamisha shemot. And there again, they didn't distinguish mum kavua or not. Now, if it's, we said that mum kavua, you know, or an animal that's born with a mum, is only going to be a problem if it's dealing with substitution, then, well, you'd be chayev, right? What do we say, the five things? I'm burning part, I'm burning half, I'm sanctifying, I'm slaughtering, and I'm shrikat adam. What isn't listed there? Tmura, you be chayav also in substitution. So he says, "V'ibe tmura nami shishin havyan." It should be shisha havyan. It should be six. Di'ikanami lav di tmura, because the lav of tmura should be added there. Ela, my, okay, so fine. So basically, according to this, what are we coming to the conclusion? That this source that we talked about, this Braita and all the sources that talk about a mum, Baal mum, and all the lotuses you get, are even if the animal was born with a mum. Even though, according to Rish Lakish, shouldn't it just be Tikla Ba'alma? So again, Rish Lakish says, Ela mai, but Baal mum ikaho amai lake, Tikla Ba'alma, we still, what they've disproven is his conclusion, but they haven't explained why. Okay, they say, you do get Malkus. He says, fine, I get it that you get Malkus, but why? It doesn't make any sense. Now, I agree that from the sources you've proven to me that you do get Malkus, but why? Amar lei, Dikla lav zila milta, min eitzim hu. The Dikla is just, if you put a palm branch on the Mizbech, that's not an embarrassment. You did nothing, it's useless, but it's just, it's not an embarrassment. But Baal mumi ikara, zila milta, but that's something, a bizayon to the Mizbeach, to put a Baal mum, something blemished, something pagum, something, you're right that it's useless and it's like a Dikla Ba'alma, but it's not really a Dikla Ba'alma, because a Dikla Ba'alma isn't a disrespectful item. This is disrespectful. Kevan deshavik tamim, because you left aside, you could have taken a nice animal, va'akdish balei mumim, michayev, and you took a bad animal instead, then for that you're chayav. Lishnachrina, okay, this Lishnachrina, we keep having, you know, I want to point out, by the way, I forgot to say this in the beginning, but maybe it makes more sense to say it now, which is, certain Masechtot have a bit of a different style to them, and certain things that are a little different. In Temura, all over, we keep seeing this Lishnachrina, and a lot of the Lishnachrinas here are different from Lishnachrinas in other places. Usually, the Lishnachrina means we have a different version, and it means something different. In this case, we have a lot of Lishnachrinas where it actually means the same thing, it's just worded differently. In fact, Rashi even said the other day, well, we brought the Bavli and we brought the Yerushalmi's version. In other words, almost like two different ways of saying the same thing. It's a little bit atypical of a Gemara. So, Lishna Achrina Amarle, Hachi Bazia Milta, Dedeka Leka Bimino, Lo Lake, Lafuke Balmum, Kevandi Ika Bimino, Lake. So he says, again, the Bizayon comes up, Bazia Milta. He says, even so, it's not, right, the dekel is not an embarrassment. Why? Because here he's just words it a little differently. It really means the same thing, but maybe there's a minor difference. But what he says is, we don't bring other trees on the Mizbeach as sacrifices. So if he brings a tree, it's not like you should have brought another, had the last answer end. Since you should have brought a tom instead and you brought this. So it's saying the same thing, basically, which is, since we don't generally bring other types of trees, the fact he brought a tree, okay, whatever. But Baal mum kevande ika babino, since we should have brought a different type, right? There are types of those that go in the Mizrach, and he brought the wrong type, therefore you get lashes. So it's basically the same thing. Comes Rava, and he adds on an additional thing to what we just said. Hashta da amur tama de Baal mum lake mishum de bazi miltayu. So he says, now that you've established that the reason why bringing a Baal mum in the Mizrach, you're going to get lashes because it's an embarrassment. Afilu lemakdish la ledemene sachim, nami lake. Now remember, it's not just sacrificing on the Mizbeach. It's even saying, I'm designating this animal, this blemished animal, I'm designating it to go on the Mizbeach. You already get Malkot. What if you say, so now we talked about two different types of designating. You can designate something to say it's going on the Mizbeach, to be, you know, as a sacrifice. And you can designate something to say it's going to Beda Kabaya, to the upkeep. Now if I take a Baal mum and say it's going to the upkeep, that I can totally do. But if I take a Baal mum and I say it's going to the Mizbeach, that's where I'm in trouble, right? Now they're going to mention, Rava says, what about something kind of in between? You say, I'm bringing this for the value of nisachim, meaning I'm dedicating this animal, I'm going to sell this blemished animal, but I'm going to buy with it, not stuff for Beda Kabayit, I'm going to buy with it something for the mizbeach, the nisachim. Now the nisachim aren't animals, they're wine libations. So it's an in-between, because it's la mizbeach, but it's not exactly to sacrifice on the mizbeach, because you're not going to bring the animal, you're doing it ledamim, so it's this in-between. But he says, if you're talking about bizayon, well, it's bizayon to say, I'm taking this blemished animal, and I'm going to use it to buy something that's going on the mizbeach.
Is it a problem because you're going to get less money for it? Like, are they viewing it as a way of kind of cheating?
I don't think
the system?
It's a financial. No, okay. No, because you're going to give whatever value that is.
Okay.
But they're viewing it as, what is blemished? Is a bizayon. It's a disgrace to connect that to something going on the Mizbeach is a disgrace. So comes Rav and he takes it one step farther. It's not just saying, I'm going to sacrifice this on the Mizbech. That I could see is a real disgrace. But he says it's even disgraceful to say, I'm going to take it, and with it, with this disgraceful animal, I'm going to buy something that's going to go on the Mizbech. And that Mizbech can't be connected, even in a backhanded way, to something that's disgraceful. That's the way he says it.
It's a little bit like we learned that you can't use it to pay a prostitute. You know
right,
I mean?
Exactly. You can't use viafeh. Like an animal that was given or as a gift to a prostitute can't be given, or something sold for a kelep, right? Something that you bartered for the sale of a dog for can't be used. Those are things that connect, right? It goes back, like you're saying. It's not just it itself, but it connects with something disgraceful. So now they're going to bring a brayta to support Rava. Tanya kavateh deRava. Nidavata aseuto. Now we go back to that verse, okay? It's at the top of your page. V'shur v'ses sarua v'kalut. Nidavata aseuto. You can make it a nidava. Ulineder lo yeratzeh. Okay, well, how do we understand that? It can be nidava. Now, nidava and neder mean something different in this verse than they usually mean. What is usually neder and nidava? Neder is when you say, hare alai, I'm accepting upon myself. Nidava is when you say, hare ze, this is dedicated. But in this pasuk, they're distinguishing between nidava, it can be a gift to the Beit HaMikdash, but it can't be a neder to fulfill a vow to bring a sacrifice. Okay? So if you take a Baal Mum and you dedicate it, you can dedicate its value to the Beit HaKabayah, to the upkeep of the temple, but you can't dedicate it for the Mizbech. That's the pshat of this pasuk. But now they're going to cross over between those two neders and nidavot. Okay? Nidavata seoto, what does that mean? As I explained, ze kodshe Beit HaKabayah. That means it can be used for upkeep of the temple. So now, let's say I say, now, I can dedicate this animal that's a Baal Mum to the Beit HaKabayah in two ways. I can do it in the Lashon of a Neder. I can do it in the Lashon of a Nedava. I can say, Hare Alai, this animal, to bring for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. Or I can say, Hare Zo, this animal is for the Beit HaMikdash. So because they use the Lashon of Nedava by the Koche, which means really Koche Beit HaKabayah, Ve'en li ela Nedava. That sounds like if I take a blemished animal and I dedicate it for the Beit HaKabayah, it's going to be valid only in which case? If I do it with the Lashon of a Nidava. In other words, they're connecting the two things, right? Nidava means both. Right? Nidava will mean both that I'm makdish it for Beit HaKabayah, and it also means Nidava, which is, right, the second is Bilashon Nidava, right? Which is Hare Zo. Okay, this will be. Okay, now. So it sounds like only if I said Hare Zo, Neder Minayin, where am I going to learn that it also applies even if I did it Bilashon Neder? Okay, we're going to say it also works if I do it Bilashon Neder. Okay, how do we know that? Now they're going to do this classic drasha. Notice the pasuk. The pasuk says, Nidavata Seuto, and then it says, Ulinedro Lo Yeretse, which seems like two totally separate things. But if you notice, the word neder comes right after nidavata seuto. So now they're going to darshan, tamulamar vila neder, as if there's a break before lo yeretze. Nidavata seuto vila neder, and if you do it in the lashon of a neder, it also works. Okay. Now they're going to do the exact same thing with the second part of this pasuk. Yachola filu kod shem isbeach. So if you're already going to connect the neder to the nidava, since neder also means, right, neder means two things. It means kod shem isbeach, and it means Hare Alai. So now we're going to say, well, since you're already connecting the Hare Alai and saying that applies to the Nidava also, maybe you would say then it also works to say I'm giving this Baal Mum for Kod Shem Mizbeach, which we obviously know it doesn't. Talmud Lamar Ulin Neder Lo Yeratzeh. No, it can't be, okay? You can't give a Baal Mum for Kod Shem Mizbeach to be sacrificed on the in the temple, on the Mizbeach. Ze Kod Shem Mizbeach. Ein li'ela, so now, again, we're going to do the same thing, but reversed. Ein li'ela neder. That would only imply what, though? If you said, hare alai, to bring this blemished animal, then you would be chayav. It would be a lo tase. But nidava minayin, tamud lamar, nidava, since nidava tase uto comes right before ula neder, again, we're going to darshan that to say even the lashon of a nidava applies for this lo tase of the neder lo yeretze. Okay, so far, I'm just reminding you, because you probably forgot already, why were we bringing this? We were bringing this to prove what Rava said. We're not there yet. Rava said, even if you're makdish for Domei Nesachim, you would also get malkut. Okay? So far, we haven't gotten there, but I want to remind you why we're here. Rebbe Omer, Lo Yeratzeh, this is the end of the Braita. What do we learn from Lo Yeratzeh? Bahar Tza'at Gufo HaKetuv Medaber. When it says, Unlenedo Lo Yeratzeh, it's a case when you sanctified it, Kedushat HaGuf. When do you sanctify something, Kedushat HaGuf? That's Kochem Mizbeach, not Beda Kabai, right? Okay, well, what's the problem here? That's Hainu Tanakama. Rebbe's not saying anything different from Tanakama. Tanakama was also saying that when you do a Kedushat HaGuf, right, and you sanctify something for the Mizbeach, it's Asur. So what's Rebbe adding that, right? What's the Nafgamina? What's the Ikabinayu, the Machloka between them? So the Gemara is now going to assume, and how we're going to get to Rava. Remember what Rava said. If you're Makdish, L'dmei Nesachim, you're going to get Malkot. So we're now going to say that that's what they're arguing about. Is they must be arguing about something about Kedushat HaGuf. So my lav v'haka miflegei, is this not what they're arguing about? De Tanakama Savar afilu akdeshe l'dmei Nesachim nami lake. Rebbe Savar Bahar Sa'at Gufo Lake Avab D'mei Nesachim Lo Lake. When he said your Hartza'at Gufo, he meant only Gufo and not Damim for the Mizbeach. Remember that we had that, right? So we have Damim, right, which is Beda Kabayit. We have Gufo, which is Mizbeach. And then we have this in between, which is the Nesachim, where you're doing Damim before the Mizbeach. So since it's damim and it's not gufo, that's what Rebbe's saying. Bahar tza'at gufo, it's only when it's mamash gufo. But the nisachim would not be included, which he obviously disagrees with Tanakama, who says the nisachim would be included, and there's your proof for Rava. He matches up with Tanakama. Okay? Ve'ela oto lamali. Okay, one last thing we're left to darshan here. Nidavata ase oto. Why does it say the word oto there? L'chidetanya nidavata ase oto. Oto ta'ase nedava, v'iyata ose tamim nedava, lebeda kabayit. Now we get back to this halacha we saw in Daf Hey, which is not only, if you remember, that pasuk had two things going on. Number one, you can't be makdish a bal mum on the Mizbeach. But number two, you can't take an animal that's tamim, that's perfect for the Mizbeach, and you can't sanctify it for beda kabayit. Remember, if I have an animal and I say I'm dedicating this to the Beit HaMikdash, if I say I'm dedicating its value for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash, I'm not allowed to do that. And the Lo Ta'aseh is learned out from this pasuk and from this word. Nidavata aseuto means only a Baal Mum can I sanctify its value for the Beit HaKabayit. But if I have a perfectly good animal, I am actually not allowed to. And it's a Lo Ta'aseh. I'm not allowed. We're going to see in a minute where the Lo Ta'aseh comes from. That's what we saw the other day. But right now, Nidavata aseuto, that's an ase. In other words, only this can be a nidava, but for the Beit HaKabayit, right, this is what we call a lav haba michlal aseh. It's a lo taseh that can be derived from an aseh. This can be a nidava, but a perfectly good animal can't be a nidava. Remember, nidava again meaning a makdashit le Beit HaKabayit. I can't take a perfectly good animal and say, I want this to go to the temple maintenance. So, mikan amru, hamakdish shmimim le Beit HaKabayit over ba'aseh. Uminayin af belo tase. How do we get that you're even over on a negative transgression? Shenemar. This is I mentioned this the other day. It's very strange. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe lemor. The beginning of that section starts out with Hashem says to Moshe. Now this pasuk appears, I don't know how many times, but many, many times in the Torah, and it's the first time I've seen a darshan like this. Limed al haparsha shu belav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, from the words Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, they learn that things in this parsha have lo ta'aseh, okay, that there's negative commandments here, even if it doesn't say so, and from there they learn it. So, Amar Le Rabbi Lebar Kapara, my mashma, how on earth do they get it from here? How does Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor equal negative transgression? Strange. Amar Le, we're going to have two different answers. Dichtiv Lemor, what does Lemor mean? Lo ne'emar bedvarim. No is said in the following things, okay? Meaning the upcoming items are going to be lo tases. Very strange. We'll talk about it in a minute. Let me just get to the second one. Rebbe Amre, lo, emor. Okay, it's not exactly clear what the difference between these two are, but he says, Lemor is lo emor. Okay, it's a emor is a command. Say it to them. God is saying no, say to them. Meaning there's things they can't do here. Okay, there's negative transgressions. So I'm not sure the exact difference between the two. Again, I think we're having two different answers that kind of mean the same thing. But what's going on here? If we say this, okay, so basically, what if they said, to be simple, right, to simplify before we start asking our questions, it says nidavat haseuto. That means only balmum can be nidava, but if you take a perfectly good animal, it can't. But it's only an ase. It's what we call a lav haba michlal ase. There's no negative, which means you wouldn't get malko for it. But come the rabbis and they learn, no, there is a lo tase, and it comes to the word lemor. Okay? However you darshan lemor. So now it becomes a big question, which is, so then every time in the Torah it says lemor, we're going to add negative, right? We're going to say there's a lo tase. It seems very strange. So two possible answers are given. One is that only if there's a lav haba michlal ase do we say that. And then you'd have to see, are there other cases like this where that would hold, you know, it would also be the case. The other option is to say, no, dafka in this case, the lemur is extra, not in all the other places. And the reason is because the next pasuk says, daber al haron, and banav, and etc. va'amarta alehem. So v'daber shema Moshe lemur. Lemur generally means God spoke to Moshe to say you should say. But the next pasuk says, and you should tell them. So again, the word lemor in this case is unnecessary. Usually it's not. Again, though, you'd have to check all the places because it's not the only place, I believe, where that happens. And then you'd have to say, you know, we're going to do the same thing in that case. Like, as usual, it's a very good question. The answers are, you know, not perfect. Like, there's obviously different explanations here because everybody's struggling with ma pitom, we're saying the word lemor comes to add a lo tase. But I assume that they were stuck and had no other place where they could find a lo tase, and they knew that there was a Masoret, let's say, that there was a lo tase here, and they tried to find some connection to the pasuk, and maybe that's really the best answer, which is, you know, as long as you can find some connection in the pasuk, we can, you know, we feel better about it.
Malkot?
What?
Do you get Malkot?
Yeah, you get Malkot for it. Yeah, that's the thing. No, you don't normally. In this case, you do. That's the whole thing. Where is the lo tase? Okay. Itmar. Okay. Hama'ale, it was said, Hama'ale evre ba'ale mumim legabe mizbeach. Amarava, ma over mishum bal taktiru kulo, umishum bal taktiru miktsato. Abaye amar, ein lo kin alav shebichlalot. So, machlok at Abaye v'Rava, if you put evarim of an animal that's balmum on the mizbeach, and you have, this is like the whole is a sum of its parts, right? So, you've both, remember there were five things, of those there was burning parts and burning the whole. So, if you burnt parts and you burnt the whole, because you burnt the whole and the whole is made up of parts, so you're chayav, according to Rava. You're chayav on both. Abaye says, no, this is what we call a lav shebichlalot. They both came, okay, there's a bunch of different interpretations of what lav shebichlalot, we've seen it before, but basically, generally we say it's when you learn from one pasuk, like there was lo tuchlu al adam, I think, and there were all different things they learned from it. They're all learned out from the same verse. Here it's all learned out from ishe lo titnu mehem, which meant Yishe, the whole thing burned, and then Mehen meant even parts of it burned. It's all learned out from the same pasuk, so you only get one set of lashes, okay, according to Abaye. Meitive. Now we have a question. Hamakdish ba'alei mumim legabei mizbeach over mishum chamisha shemot. So now it says, now we're going to have a question on Abaye. It says, if you're makdish ba'alei mumim on the mizbeach, you're high of five. What do you say five? Well, there's the parts and there's the whole. So doesn't that sound like you're high of both and you would get lashes on both? So how can Abaye said you don't? So they say, chiyuv to Abaye, right? That's a question against Abaye. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, bigavre katane. What it means is there's five, meaning there's five possible maslulim. You know, if one person could do parts and he'll get malko, and one person could do whole and he'll get malko. But then they say, bigavre, if it's talking about different people, then it should be over, ovrin mebaile. It says, over mishum chamisha. It should say, ovrim, different people, right? If it's plural, if it's relating to different people in different situations, it should say, ovrim. Therefore, it doesn't make so much sense. Ela pshita b'chal gavra, it must be talking about one person, v'tiyuv tada Abaye, and therefore it raises the question Abaye. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, though, apik haktara miktato v'ayel kabalat adam. Let's stick with the five, but let's take out one of the five and substitute a different. Let's say, instead of haktarat the whole thing or haktarat chelek, take out one of them, put in kabbalat adam. But then they say, what do you mean? Kabbalat adam le Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, le Tana Kama le. But Tana Kama doesn't hold by that. It's only Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. You can't just stick that one in and say it's Tana Kama. So they say kashya. In fact, Abaye is kashya. Lishna Achrina, another way of saying this, again, we're with our Lishna Achrina. Vahami, to say for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he Reisha Rabbanan. From the fact that the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha must be Rabbanan, which means, again, we're left with five. How could it be five if it's really only four, according to Abaye? Tiuvta Dabaye, Tiuvta. In fact, we're left with a big question on him. Okay, Mishnah. Hakohanim mimirim b'shalahem, v'Yisrael mimirim b'shalahen. A Kohen can do tmura again. He's not allowed to do tmura, but if he takes his own Kohen's chayv, a korban, for whatever reason, if he does tmura, it's effective, and Yisrael does tmura, it's effective. But, what this really is obvious, it's coming to teach the next law, which is, Ein HaKohanim Mimirim lo b'chatat v'lo b'asham v'lo b'bechor. But there's animals that go to the Kohanim from the Yisrael. A Yisrael brings a chatat or an asham. What happens? The meat goes to the Kohen. Let's say the Kohen takes that meat and says, also the Bechor goes to the Kohen. Okay, there's a bit of a difference. In the Asham and Chatat, he gets the meat from it. The Bechor, the whole animal, goes to the Kohen, and then he has to sacrifice it. If the Kohen takes any of those, and he does, he says, this meat is going to be in place of this meat, I'm going to transfer the Kedusha, there's no Tmura. That's not Tmura. He can only do Tmura with the Korban that belongs to him. Even the Bechor, and we're going to see the Bechor, even though it becomes his and he has to sacrifice it, it's not the same as a Korban that he designated as a Korban and is now designating something in its stead. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mipnei ma eim mimirim b'Bechor. He says, I understand Chatap Asham, but Bechor, Bechor is his, he has to sacrifice it. It should have the same laws as any sacrifice, as any animal designated for sanctification. For the Mizbeach. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Chatat v'asham matana l'kohen, u'bechor matana l'kohen. Both of them are gifts to the Kohen. Ma chatat v'asham e'im mimirim bo, af bechor e'im mimirim bo. It's not the same as a sacrifice, because it's a gift to the Kohen. Once he gets it as a gift, he can't do tmura with that, okay? It's viewed the same as his chatat v'asham. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ma lo, right? There's a back and forth discussion. Ma lo imeino mimir b'chatat v'asham, she'ein zachim behem b'chayehen, Tomar b'bechor shezachim lo b'chayav. There's a difference between chatat and asham to b'chor. Chatat v'asham never become the property of the Kohen. Chatat v'asham meat is hekdesh, and he's allowed to eat them. But he's allowed to eat them, he can't sell them, he can't do anything with them. But b'chor, because it's a gift to the Kohen, the b'chor becomes his, that there's certain cases where he can actually sell them. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva v'avala karne emar, v'hayahu t'morto yeh kodesh, hechan k'dusha chal alav. So fine, basically Rabbi Akiva gives up with his line of reasoning, trying to compare b'chor to chatat and asham. He just comes up with a different answer. He says, if you look at the laws of t'mura, what does it say? It and its substitution will be kadosh. Now, hechan k'dusha chal alav, when does the kedusha go on the animal? Bebeit ba'alim, right? The owner of that animal is the one who gives it kedusha, and therefore he's the one who gives it. So therefore, af tmura bebeit ba'alim, only the owner of that animal can give it tmura and can substitute it. Again, nobody can substitute. I always have to keep repeating this, but if he does, it's effective. Whereas the Kohen doesn't own the Bechor. It's true, he owns it down the road, but it's not from the Beit Ba'alim. It has to be done in the Beit Ba'alim if you want the tmura to be effective. Okay, so a Kohen can't be memir his Bechor, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Tznan Hatam. The Gemara starts off quoting a Mishnah in Maser Sheni. Bechor mochrim oto. Okay, now we're going to get to what rights does Kohen have to the Bechor, to the animal, bichlal. Okay, it could be the meat, it could be the animal. We'll talk about different stages. Mochrim oto tam chai ubalmum chai v'shachut. He can sell it when it's a Bechor tam. If it's a perfectly good animal that can be slaughtered, he's allowed to sell it, okay, when it's still alive. And once it's shechted, then what happens? Well, then it's sanctified. Okay, it's sanctified to the extent that he's not allowed to sell it. Okay, only if it's a baal mum. Okay, if it's a baal mum, if it gets a mum, then remember, he's allowed to slaughter it wherever he wants. He doesn't have to bring it to the Bein HaMikdash. So if it's a baal mum, chai v'shachut. Okay, but a bechor shachut, he's not allowed to sell. Okay, a bechor shachut is asur b'hana'ah because it's basar kodshim. Basar kodshim can't be sold. But, again, I'm just going to repeat, but before he slaughters it in the Beit HaMikdash, if it's a perfectly good animal, he can actually sell it. Okay? It's his. It's his money, basically. It's why? Because it's a gift. It's matnot kuna. It's a gift to him. He can now sell it. Once it's slaughtered in the Beit HaMikdash, then it becomes basar kochim, and he can't sell that because that's asur bahana. Whereas if it gets a mum, then it doesn't matter what stage. He can always do that. And umakachim bo eisha. He can even betroth a woman with this because it's his. Now comes Rav Nachman, and with him we're going to have to deal for a while, which is we have a lot of questions on what he says. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, lo shanu ela bezman hazeh. This Mishnah is only talking about after the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, when you can't even bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. Ho'il v'ile l'kohen z'chiyah b'gaveh. Ava bezman, because the Kohen can have, and that's basically what happens, once there's no Beit HaMikdash, he can't slaughter it. So it's basically always his property, because it doesn't ever get owned by the Beit HaMikdash. Ava bezman shebeit HaMikdash kayam, he disagrees with what we originally thought. We thought when he said b'chor m'chuyim oto tam chai, that even when you're supposed to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, as long as you haven't slaughtered again the Beit HaMikdash, you can still sell it. He says, no, no, no. In the time of the Beit HaMikdash, kevan detam lahakrabahu dekai, ein mochurim oto tamim chai. You cannot sell it when it's perfectly good animal ready to be slaughtered. Okay, he says, when the time of the Beit HaMikdash, if you have a b'chor that's tam, it's perfect, it can be brought in the Beit HaMikdash and sacrificed, you have to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash and sacrifice it, the Kohen doesn't have rights to sell it. Okay, so the Mishnah said you could sell it chai. We're now dealing with this one halacha about the tam chai. Okay, so tam chai, according to the Mishnah, it sounded like even in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, comes Rav Nachman, he said, no, the Mishnah is only talking about bizman hazeh. Okay, and certainly not in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. If it's tam, it's supposed to go on the Mizbeach. This connects, by the way, with what we've been talking about the tam is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, all that. But okay. So now, Etivei Rava L'Rav Nachman. We'll get to the first question today. Mochrin oto tamim chai. It says in the Mishnah, and that we just quoted in Maaser Sheni, you can sell it tamim chai, which seems to infer what? Chai in shachut lo, which means you can only sell it chai, not if it was slaughtered. Well, that's not going to make sense according to Rav Nachman. Why? Emat, what? When can't you sell it shachut? Right? The inference is, right, shachut can be sold. Yeah. Right? Mochrin. Shachut lo mochrin. Right? Now, if it's nowadays, once you shecht it, why can't you sell it? Shouldn't be usser, right? Ilem abizman hazeh. First of all, forget about that. Mi ika tam shachut. There is no case of a tam shachut. Because why? It doesn't exist a tam shachut because you're not allowed. What happens bizman hazeh with Bechor, right? Review of all we learned in Bechorot. What do? You take the animal, you wait till it gets a mum, and then you can slaughter. Remember they had that old animal that, you know, was the zakein, it had all this long hair and whatever. Okay, so it can't possibly be, if we infer tam chai, but not shachut, then it doesn't make sense to say it's bizman hazeh, there is no such thing. Ela pshita bizman shebeit HaMikdash kayam. So it must be bizman shebeit HaMikdash kayam, in which case Rav Nachman is wrong. V'katani nami, mochrim oto, tam chai, lo, tam chai, right, and then it says, and you can sell it tamim chai. So then they say, lo olam bizman hazeh. Rav Nachman can answer like this. Really, it is bizman hazeh. But miktani mochrim oto tamim chai in shachut lo. That's just because it says tamim chai doesn't mean and not shachut. Hagufa atalash minan de bizman hazeh nami mochrim oto tamim chai. It's just trying to tell you that you can even sell it tamim chai. It's not trying to say shachut, no. It's trying to say tamim, yes, you can sell it chai. So basically, the first question against Rav Nachman, we answered, there's going to be a whole slew of questions in tomorrow's daf, also against Rav Nachman's assumption that this Mishnah was only talking about bizman hazeh, and bizman shamikdash kayam, you cannot sell, the Kohen doesn't have rights to sell a live, perfectly good animal, because it would have to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach by him. Okay?